Hello.
Oh, hi, Patrick, please.
Yeah, I can help you.
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash, and he had reached out to us, unless it was you that filled out the form, wanting to get some more information on marketing for your business.
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, it was you. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good to hear. My name again is Tina. What is your name?
Olga.
Olga, nice to meet you, Olga. And I understand you guys have a masonry company. Are you in the Portland area, or where are you located?
Yes, we're licensed in Portland, right.
Portland, okay, perfect. And then how long have you guys had that business?
30 years now.
Wow, that's a long time. Awesome.
Yeah.
Is it a family-run business, or did you guys have it the whole time? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's my husband, he's a sole shit.
Okay. And then, do you have anything set up for the business already, like a business Facebook or a website or anything like that?
We're currently with, it used to be Home Advisor, now Angie's List.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are not satisfied with the services, so we just were kind of, exploring our options, and we have a family member that uses you guys, so we're just kind of coming this way.
Got it. Okay. And then I want to let you know we work with a lot of Angie's List clients, and this is the other side of the coin, you know, because as you know, they're a pay-per-lead program. With this,
yeah.
We would promote your business on the first page of Google and Bing in a spotlight
okay.
position so that people are calling you directly when they're looking for your services. So,
okay.
Yeah, Google actually calls that a micro moment, you know, putting Patrick Masonry and Concrete in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, you know. So.
Yeah.
How far do you guys typically go for a new client? You're not the farthest that you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
So we're in the, like, all the metro area in Portland. We do Clackamas, also Washington County. The furthest I would probably go towards going south would be, like, maybe Woodburn, that area.
Okay. So
but I want to
Clackamas
more, like,
down to Woodburn.
Yeah, Clackamas
right?
to Woodburn. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, but you want to focus more on like the Portland metro area, you think, or
right? Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because you started saying something, and I thought I cut you off, so I wanted to make sure I got that thought. Okay, and then it says on your Google page right now that you guys are permanently closed. Are you aware of that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who set that up for you? Or because
no.
I don't think that Angie's does. No? Okay. Yeah, it has a different phone number on it as your website does. It has the 503-420-2782. Is that
that's
a number that goes to you? Oh,
yeah,
that's your husband's. Okay. Because I didn't know if it went, like, to you or to, like, a call tracking number, but that's his number, so that's good. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So what I would definitely recommend for you is what's called our Platinum Package. It will take you from having, you know, the weaker internet presence locally and give you the most dominant internet presence so that your phone starts ringing with new clients. And what it would do is it would put you guys on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. It also would promote you on some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of
yeah.
people don't realize this, Olga, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, you know, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now,
okay, so also my concern, I'm sorry, I just
yeah,
want to make clear
ahead.
That what my concern is about our charges too.
Okay, the nice thing about this program is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to have you sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay. So because you're an established business of 30 years, you would definitely qualify for our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate. And it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. Okay, and then what that will include for you also is the business Facebook page. And I think you said you don't have that set up yet, right?
No.
Okay, so because we're... Yep, we would help you get the business Facebook up and running. And because we're a premier partner to Google, we would actually also run Facebook ads for you. So it's pretty cool how it works. Excuse me. You know how... when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah. Oh, because they're working together.
Exactly. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then the same thing. Next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Patrick Masonry coming up front and center. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then we'll provide a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. So being that it's a month-to-month program, do you think it's something that, you know, you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you could see how well it works?
Yeah, that sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love this program, Olga. So I see some information online for you, and just tell me, is the business address still the one on San Rafael Street, or did that change?
Yeah, it changed.
Changed. Okay. So,
we live in Vancouver. We're Washington residents, but we're licensed in Portland. So how does that work?
Okay. So,
what we have like a site address. Is that okay? Can I use that?
Here's what I would recommend is definitely use a Portland address because that is where you are licensed. If it's a site address, it can be hidden on the profile, but it has to be a valid physical address. Google will reject if it's a P.O. box or if it's one of those mailboxes, et cetera, you know, or UPS store. Those addresses would get rejected. It has to be an actual physical address. But
okay, I have
when,
it.
Yeah,
I have
okay.
It.
So what would that be?
So it would be 4889 Northeast Buffalo Street in Portland.
Okay. Found it. Good. It autofilled us. 4889 Northeast Buffalo Street, Portland, 97218.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, perfect. Now, I'll send you guys a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one you put on the form, patrick.masonryandconcrete@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's the one.
Perfect. Now, for the listing
yep.
on Google, do you want the main phone number to go to the 2782 number, or do you want it to come to your number?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it'll go to the 2782, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wanted to make sure I was getting that correctly. So let me switch this. And then I'll put your number on here as a secondary line. So they'll always, it won't be published, but in case the technicians need you or they send a text message regarding something on the account, it can come to you. And then let me just make sure that I save this number also. Okay, there it is, 503-935-1712.
Can I get your contact information? Tina?
Of course. Yeah, my name is Tina, and my direct line is 877-635-6225, extension 777.
777?
Correct. So anytime you call in, yep, and you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Let's say that you call in and you just have a billing question, or you have an update for your account, or you need a technician. You can also hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And we're available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Okay. And then I can actually secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Debit.
Okay. Does it have your name displayed, Olga, or the company name, or both?
Company name.
Company name. Okay. Patrick Masonry and Concrete. And then is...
Just use my husband's name. Just use my husband's name. His first name is Patrick. The last name is Calamafoni. Did you get that?
Okay. I got that on the form that you filled out. I was going to ask you if he's Hawaiian.
I know, we're Tongan.
Oh, very cool. My husband's Samoan. My last name's Tongafau, so we have much love for the Tongan
there
people. Yeah, that's awesome. What a small world, right? Yeah, that's
right.
So, what is the billing address, Olga?
Billing address is 15313 Northeast 91st Street, and that's in Vancouver, Washington, 98682.
98682.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, let me just finish Vancouver, Washington. Okay, got it. And then is it a Visa, MasterCard? What works best?
It's Visa.
Okay, and the card number?
4312.
Okay.
3170.
Okay.
0356.
Okay.
6513.
6513. All right, and expiration?
1129.
Okay, and the code?
769.
Okay, so I'll go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. And what I mean by that is typically we charge a little bit extra for the websites, but since you said that your website is through Angie's and you're not sure if you're going to stick with them or not, you might eventually need a new site anyway. So if that's the case, we'll include one for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So what this says is, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Patrick Masonry and Concrete.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Olga Calmafoni, office manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 7th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398, When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So now, Olga, the client interview, that's going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I'm going to book something today for them to call you. So what would work best? Do you want a time that's closest to right now, or do you want me to push it out towards later in the day? Because the latest would probably be 3.
No, right now would be good.
Right now, okay, so let's just see if we have an 11 o'clock open. And then if I do, I'll grab it for you. So 1 second, I have to open their calendar. And then that would mean that they're going to call you within, you know, 10, 15 minutes or so. So let's just go in here and see. Client interview. Oh, good. I have one slot open at 11. So I'm going to book out a whole hour for you from 11 to 12 o'clock Pacific. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, since I got you pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and just acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into that rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Can you 503-935-1712 number?
Yep, I put that in here for text messaging. Let me just make sure it went out on my end. Hold on here. I think, hold on, I'm going to try to, it didn't go out yet. Let me send it manually.
Got it.
You got it. Perfect. Okay. So there's going to be a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. Once you click on it, all you have to do is go all the way to the bottom. It'll open up that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. When you scroll to the bottom, you'll see 2 boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then you would just plug in your husband's name, since his name is on the billing, and hit confirm signature. Now, if it goes through, it will say, ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that right now, Olga, because that username and password is already in your welcome email. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay. It went through.
Perfect. Okay. And then lastly, you're going to get an email that says photos needed for Google verification. What that is that Google will protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area, which you guys are licensed in that area, right? So that email, there's like 7 different suggestions. It'll say, do you have a business license? Do you have a registration? Do you have a invoice with the Portland address or a business card with the Portland address? So you don't have to send all 7 items, but just send over whatever you can to support that Portland area, and then that will help us to get it verified very quickly, okay?
So I'm sorry. Can you go over that real quick? I'm sorry about
Yes, you. Yes. So in the email, it'll say please send over pictures for Google verification. And there's going to be 7 different suggestions in that email. So that it'll say if you have a business license, send that. If not, send insurance. If not, send over an invoice with the Portland address or a business card. So you don't have to send all 7. So let's say that on the list you only have 2 of the 7 items that they're suggesting. That's fine. Just send over whatever you can. You know what I mean? That's supporting the Portland area. Okay.
Perfect. Got it.
Okay. All right. So other than that, you're all good to go. So I'm going to send some notes over to the technician since the client interview is coming up very quickly. And then stand by because they will be calling you shortly, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Olga. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.